sites established by Lima Zandrit and her fellow fugitives. Watcher 3 didn't divulge whether or not that accorded with reports made by Colonel Kalish. He also didn't mention the mysterious takeover of Kalish's ships or the matter of the databank's erasure. A computer virus propagated by the infected ships was sufficient to explain away the latter, and the Colonel's natural disinclination to admit that his ships had ever been out of his control fixed the former. Better to have a slightly botched mission on one's record than a complete failure of command. That didn't surprise Ula at all. Jet Nebula had anticipated exactly this outcome. He had made the fleet do what it needed to do, knowing full well that his role in events would never be recorded. The only weak link in his wild plan had been Ula himself. Anyone less confident, less sure of himself, would have killed Ula out of hand for fear of his secret getting out. But Jet had let him live. And now Ula would repay that favor the only way he could, by making sure that both sides believed the fake version of how things had played out over Sabaddon. It wasn't a complete whitewash, of course. Troopers would be telling wild stories about Sabaddon for years, as troopers always did when wild stories were demanded. No one would believe them, though. And there the matter would finally rest.
What of the Mandalorian?
Watcher 3 asked.
Gone. He left long before reinforcements arrived. Once the Hexes were on the run, he presumably had no interest in the outcome of the battle.
Why invest so much in tracking the Cinzia to its source and then play no role in what happens? That doesn't make sense.
He was just one Mandalorian who happened to be personally involved, remember? A raider operating on little more than his own initiative. Zandrit might have hoped for some kind of alliance with the Mandalore, but it's clear he was no more than idly interested. Had he believed the Hexes truly remarkable, he would have sent more than Striver to deal with them.
And they weren't remarkable.
I leave that for more qualified people than me to decide, Ula said, safe in the knowledge that Watcher 3 would have a markedly vague intelligence on that score.
Again, Colonel Kalish wouldn't want to be remembered for being routed by a gaggle of droids. Better instead to paint his early losses as the result of a Republic ambush and minimize all involvement by the Hexes, as Captain Pippoliti had. None of the surviving records would contradict either story, thanks to Jet. Sometimes the smuggler's brilliance overwhelmed Ula, along with his utter gall. Where was he now? Ula would have given his left hand to know.
The Minister is displeased by your demotion. You are to make every effort to regain your former post.
Now that was interesting. Not only was it a completely unreasonable demand that Ula should have betrayed the Republic while at the same time keeping his position under the Supreme Commander, but the urgency with which they expected him to get back into Stantor's good books suggested that there were no other operatives in that department. Ula would bear that in mind in his future dealings with both sides.
Yes, sir. I will keep you informed on my progress.
Dismissed.
The holo projector emptied. Ula didn't move. Before he had counted to 10, a new face appeared before him.
Hello, Ula,
said Shulis Kamar, Minister of Logistics.
It's been a long time. I was becoming concerned.
Once Ula would have been struck dumb by this unprompted overture. In their previous dealings, he had invariably been the supplicant.